Everything in Its Time, written by Shadaras and read by KLB. The first time Rose sees Rey, it's in the Falcon's guts. She hadn't come with the intention of staring at the Resistance's newest hero, but it's hard to avoid looking at the Falcon once you're in the same place as it is, as far as she's concerned. Maybe if you weren't a mechanic, but Rose is a scrapper, and at least half of the Falcon's exterior looks like it is, or at some point was, literal junk. She can't help wandering over. It's not that the Falcon is pocked with tiny craters from debris, or that its engines look halfway blown out. Not entirely, anyway. It's also that the Falcon was a legend among the Resistance, left over from Rebellion days. Doesn't hurt that the particular strand of legend that got attached to it in engineering spheres was more about how intensely jury-rigged it was than anything else. Rumor had it that if you could understand all the Falcon's mods, you'd be able to fix anything. So long as you knew the base model, at least. So, Rose was there for the Falcon, really. Except that as soon as she rounds the engines, tracing her hands on their scorch-stained external guards, she sees Rey hanging upside down from an open access hatch, goggles on her eyes, and skin bright and sweaty in contrast to her mud-brown sports bra. Her shirt is discarded on the floor beneath her, sand-pale and grease-stained. Rose freezes, watching, unable to place who she's even seeing for a minute. Only when Rey says, "Dunno who you are, but can you pass me the spot welder? It should be over there." She indicates where with a flick of her head. It's behind her, caught under something. Rose is pretty sure Rey dropped it, but hadn't needed it until now. She laughs a little, embarrassed at being caught out. "Yeah, I see it." She grabs it, hands it to Rey. Their hands brush each other, and Rose realizes Rey's not wearing gloves. "Isn't that dangerous?" she asks, unable to help herself. "Regulations say to wear gloves if you've got them. Along with, well..." She lets herself look at Rey's body. Lean muscle, shadows that could be bruises or stains. A hardness Rose recognizes from growing up working too hard for the amount of food she had. And sighs. Rey's eyes are the only thing she's covering to regulation standard. "Everything else?" Rey snorts. There's a wealth of information in that, especially when Rey adds scornfully, "It's just spot welding, I'll be fine." "If you're sure," Rose says dubiously. It's not like she'd had the proper equipment when she was first learning either, and the way Rey's got her legs casually hooked over internal support struts like it's completely normal tells Rose more about Rey's history than the Resistance rumor mill has. The rumor mill's been more concerned with the idea that she's a Jedi, speculating that she's Luke Skywalker's lost child and that's why the General's so fond of her. "She can fly," the pilots say, eyes fixed on the Falcon they've all heard so much about. The thing is, the most they'd heard about her origins was some offhand comments from BB-8 about her being a scavenger and rescuing BB-8 from a terrible alien and protecting him until they met back up with his beloved Poe. Scavenger, Rose thinks as she carefully positions herself to not be blinded by the spot welder, wasn't even the half of it. Someone who just scavenged didn't need to know the ins and outs of what she found to the degree that she can fix up a notoriously strange ship without thinking about it. She studies Rey, trying to keep her dawning realization of how attractive she is from distracting her. Rey's competent, too. The sparks that drift down occasionally are nowhere near Rey's body, and there's no acrid burning smell that speaks of accidentally welding plastic instead of metal. There's still the blood-hot scent of metal, but there's nothing to be done about that, and it's almost soothing to Rose anyway. It's a scent that drifts around her a lot because of her job, a comforting familiarity no matter what nonsense she's needing to solve. A minute later, Rey flips down from the Falcon, shoves her goggles onto her forehead, exposing sunburnt but clean skin in a reverse mask around her eyes, and grins at Rose. "Sorry about that. I'm Ray, she says, clearly not expecting Rose might know who she is. Which is fair. There are a lot of people here, and no way she could know everyone or even necessarily know how quickly information about her has been passed around in the last week. Ray sticks out a hand, and, fortunately, it's not the one holding her tools. Rose, one of the engineers here. Rose smiles as she shakes Ray's hand. It's rough with calluses and scars both, and her grip is firm without being overwhelming. I was admiring your ship. She's great, isn't she? Ray looks at the Falcon with such obvious love and joy on her face that Rose smiles helplessly as well. I wish she hadn't been left to rust for so long. I think half of what I'm doing is just scrubbing the rust off and making sure nothing's gonna break. Rose looks at the Falcon's underside appraisingly. There's not much rust left that she can see. Isn't that something the maintenance droids can help with? Only if I want them to scrub holes in some of the rusted metal themselves. Ray shrugs. I don't mind doing it myself. She hesitates, scratches the nape of her neck with one hand, admits, and, well, I know how to do it. Rose thinks about that for a second, weighing the likelihood Ray would see her offer as genuine versus a way of angling for power or favors owed. But she's been part of the resistance too long not to ask. Do you want any help? I can do it myself, Ray says, shoulder stiffening. Yeah, but there's a lot more interesting stuff you could be learning about once you get her up and running again. Rose shrugs, hands palm up in a peace offering. I'll be honest, I just want to get a look at the Falcon systems. Everyone says they're jury-rigged to the point of nonsensicality and work better than any other ship systems out there. Ray laughs, earnest and honest. Fair deal, she says decisively. I'll explain the Falcon systems to you. You explain the resistance to me. Deal, Rose says happily, and they shake on it. Ray's hand is warm in hers, and Rose tells herself not to linger. She doesn't want Ray to think there's anything else to the deal than mechanics. Even if she might be interested in something else, that's nothing to do with a deal or a trade. It'd need to be desire alone that motivates them both for her to be okay with it. Rose had been part of too many bad deals in the past that she hadn't wanted but hadn't had a choice about, and she suspected Ray had known the same. So she follows Ray back into the Falcon's innards. Let this be what it is. If there's space for more in time, it'll bloom all the better for the time it takes to grow. The end.